The Choice, Chapter 3. The Commitment. Bozo immediately started barking when Giselle rang the doorbell. But as soon as Ziggy opened the door, the barks turned to happy whines. Bozo loved Giselle. He smiled and his tail spun in circles. He ran off and returned in a few seconds with a tennis ball in his mouth, ready to play. "Not right now, Bozo," Giselle said. "I need to talk to Ziggy." The black and white spaniel dropped the ball and padded off to a corner. He seemed to understand Giselle had some serious business to tend to.
"What's up, Giselle? Have you decided to take my offer to care for Bozo? He probably won't even miss me with you here."
Giselle took a deep breath. "The day after you came for dinner, I was invited to be a part of our school's new traveling drama team. At first, I was really excited. It's all paid for, and the team will travel to 3 states plus Mexico and Haiti."
Ziggy's smile began to fade, and Giselle felt more unsure of her decision as the seconds passed.
"I love Bozo and want to help, and I love performing too. I also want to choose what God thinks is best. I talked to my parents and prayed a lot, asking God to show me what to pick. If I picked Bozo, it would be really easy and mostly fun, since I like him so much. If I picked drama team, I would get to travel a lot, but I'd be gone a lot, too. I'd miss spring soccer, live with people I hardly know on long trips, and, in my free time, do schoolwork. I was just about to say no to drama and pick Bozo, but then something happened. In church last week, they showed a video of what the senior youth group did when they went to Nicaragua. I wasn't really paying attention until they started singing in Spanish to a group of kids my age. I was like, 'Look at their clothes. They don't even match or fit right.' And the place they were in had a dirt floor with walls that looked like cardboard and pieces of wood. Their faces looked kind of blank and serious. But when they sang about God's love, all the kids started smiling and clapping. After I remembered that video, I was like, 'That's what I want to do. I want to tell kids how much God loves them.'"
Ziggy didn't know what to say. He was terribly disappointed because now he had no one to care for Bozo. But he could see how set Giselle was on her decision.
"I really don't understand why you would pass up such a great offer, but I do think it's cool that you want to help kids who live in poverty. So if that's your choice, then I better start asking around. You know anyone who might be good for the job?"
"I'll think about it and ask some friends." Then she turned and yelled, "Come on, Bozo, let's go play."
"A well-thought-out decision," her dad told her. "Mom and I are already looking ahead to how much you'll learn about God's love for you as you share it with others."
Mr. Craig was thrilled to have Giselle on the team. At the first meeting, he explained what was expected of each member. 2 hours of practice every day after school for the first month until everyone knew their own lines. Then, 1 hour every day the next month, and 4 hours on Saturday to practice others' lines and parts in case someone gets sick and can't perform. "Learn how to tell people why they have chosen to live for God and what it means to follow Jesus."
"The hardest part for everyone will be getting along with each other," grinned Mr. Craig. "You'll be amazed at how irritated you can get when you spend so much time crammed into small places and get no time to yourself. We all must work at choosing to treat others the way we want to be treated. That's it for today. See you tomorrow at 4 p.m. sharp."